Hey, welcome to another episode of Priorities on Purpose. This episode is going to be a little different than normal, unedited, unscripted, and just me, you, and my Bible. And I want to share with you something that I have been sharing with several people over the last couple of weeks. So I have my Bible here and I want to read just a couple verses, very short, sweet, and to the point. Okay, hang with me. So 1 Corinthians chapter 13, starting at verse 4. When I start this, some of you are already going to know. Hang with me. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Okay, so let's talk about that for a minute, all right? So I got married in 1999, and these verses were literally inscribed on my wedding invitation. And, you know, some people see them and like, oh, that's so cute. You know, like, yeah, love is, at least, it's cutesy, some would say, and it sounds really, really good. But I once heard a pastor while I was in South Carolina and lived there who did a whole sermon on these verses, and he took it to a whole other level for me. And so first of all, I think we can all, like, there's so many different ways to say this. So love, yeah. Like, so if you love someone, if you truly love someone, the true meaning of love, that means that those things should be the defining characteristics of your love, right? That means you're patient, you're kind, you don't envy, you do not boast, you're not proud. You don't dishonor others, you're not self-seeking, you're not easily angered, you keep no record of wrongs, you don't delight in evil, but you rejoice with the truth, and you protect, trust, always hope, and always persevere. And then love never fails, right? So I have heard this so many times. And again, like, I've always loved the verses. And I think one thing that I remember through that message was that in the Bible, God's word says that God is love. And so you could put the word God in there instead of the word love and say, God is patient. God is kind. He does not envy. He does not boast. He is not proud. He doesn't dishonor others. You know, like all of that, right? And Jesus is love. So the other thing that I thought was really interesting, and this is where I was like, ooh, ouch. He shared with us that you can do a little litmus test, so to speak, and assess or do a little audit of yourself. Because if we, as Christians, Bible believers, who are trying to live our life to be more like Jesus, we should be able to put our name in there. So Melissa is patient. Melissa is kind. Melissa doesn't envy. She doesn't boast. She isn't proud. She doesn't dishonor others. She isn't self-seeking. She isn't easily angered. She keeps no record of wrongs. She doesn't delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. She protects, always trusts, always hope, always perseveres. You see that? And some of the things, like, as you go through, you might be like, yeah, I'm patient. I think I'm pretty kind. But some of them will kind of maybe hit you a little harder. Hit you a little harder, and you might be like, yeah, I got a little work to do. I know for me, one of the things that was a little bit of an issue, I guess, and it felt like my toes were being stepped on, is the part when it says, it keeps no record of wrongs. Melissa keeps no record of wrongs. In my marriage, I definitely kept record of wrongs, and I don't know about anyone else, but I would always be bringing it up. You know, I'm like, you remember that time and you did blah, 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 you know, that whole conversation. And, yeah, I kept track of every wrong and I used it against them. And that's not just my husband, but that's several people in my life. Hold on. Okay, I was interrupted. Have I mentioned that I just drove to Indiana to get my hair done? And I'm sitting in my car recording this at 11 p.m. Lots to say about that. Number one, that I'm driving willingly to get my hair done to Indiana. I hate driving. The interstate is not something I enjoy doing. Some people be like, that's not that big of a deal. It's a huge deal for me. I've come a long way. Giving myself a little pat on the back for that. But back to these verses. So that's something, you know, we can challenge ourselves and look at those verses and say, like, where do I need a little help? And then ask God to help you. God, show me where I need to look more like you and not act out of my flesh. Listen, none of us are perfect. None of us. We all have things going on. There's conflict that comes, and it can be with someone at work or a family member or your neighbor. I mean, I've had pretty much all of that at one time or another. And conflict is definitely the area where I probably am not quick to act like Jesus. I'm very quick to go off, say what I think, and which hasn't always been true. There was a time when I would shut down and do nothing and stay silent. And then God helped me work through that. And I worked through that and got to the other side of it. And then I didn't know how to keep my mouth shut. And now I'm to the point where God's like, okay, you learn to speak up. Now I need you to learn to keep your mouth shut because it's not serving anyone and it's only causing problems and drama and all the things. And so again, those are those Bible verses. I think that it's very telling. I'm sure I butchered it. It's late and I'm tired and I've tried to record this probably at least 3 times now. But yay, we made it to 8 minutes. This is unedited. Next week, hopefully you'll get the next episode. I had a little issue with my microphone. And so when I went to I recorded 2 episodes for you. And, because I moved and I hadn't been using my microphone, I didn't notice that all of my settings were off. And because my settings were off, the sound is horrible. Like, I can't upload it. You can't listen to it with it being as bad as it is. There is so much feedback. So it's just really bad. So pray for me. Because if you have ever had to copy or you've went to send an email or write something and you get it done and you're like, man, that is good. And it accidentally gets deleted and you have to start all over. It's so painful and so hard because you did it once and you did it well. And so the second time, like, oh, I don't want to do it. So I got to re-record those episodes. Those will be coming. But for now, I wanted to give you something. And these are something that I've been wanting to do anyway. So let me know your thoughts. I got lots more I want to talk to you about. I want to be talking about different areas of how I've chosen to be uncomfortable And that has allowed God to kind of show up and for him to get the glory. Something I've been really wrestling with God with, because I don't want it to be about me. Okay, here we go. I don't want it to be about me. I want it to be about God. And I felt like if I was to sit here and tell you, I'm like, this is something that I had to work through. And most of these, like, I didn't do it willingly. Now I'm to the point where I understand if God tells me to do it, it's beneficial, and I'm more quick to get it done and say yes than in the past. In the past, I went kicking and screaming and tried everything possible to avoid doing something. And some of the things are big issue type things, confronting trauma, obviously. But some of them it's as simple as getting on an airplane by myself. That was an area where I did everything in my power to not have to fly by myself, and begged my husband to drive me like an extra 3 hours so I wouldn't have to. And then my friend who I was flying with ended up not being able to be on the same plane with me. She actually didn't even make it through security. So yeah, I ended up flying by myself anyways, and the joke was on me. And so I have all kinds of stories like that I think will help you. And I know God is wanting me to share them. I just have to be obedient and do them without fear or worry what people will think. Because part of me is like, I don't want people to think it's about me. I don't want it to be about me. I want it to be about God. But also, these are my stories because it's the life that I've lived. If that makes sense. I don't know. I feel like I'm rambling now. But go read those verses for yourself in chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians. And challenge yourself to pray about it. Ask God, Lord, show me where I need help. Where do I need to be more like you? And do the test. Read the verse. Am I patient? Am I kind? Ask yourself the questions. And then ask God to help you. You don't have to do it on your own. I think that's an area where we struggle so much. We think, oh, okay, well, I got to be patient. Should you be patient? Yes. But you don't have to do it on your own, in your own strength. It's in your weakness that God's strength will pull you through, and your faith will be grown, because you will know, hold up, that ain't me, because I would not do that. That was God. And so the Holy Spirit is there to help you. Don't try to do it on your own. And that goes for everything in life. Anything that you have to do that is hard, you don't have to do it on your own. Ask God to help you. And remember that, you know, just eating this. Okay, I'm rambling. I said I was done. Here we go. We're at 13 minutes, but I'm going to say this one last thing. I have been trying to eat better. And in eating better, I had to pray and ask God to give me a hunger for things that are good for me. A friend of mine talked about this long time ago with me. Again, South Carolina friend. Shout out Kathy. You know who you are. I just said her name. So shout out Kathy. Anyways, she told me she used to crave M&Ms, and she prayed and asked God to help her crave cherry tomatoes. And he did. And I did the same thing with reading my Bible. I didn't want to read my Bible, and I recognized that I didn't like that I didn't want to read my Bible, and I kept putting it off. And so I started asking God, God, help me want to read your word, because I want to read your word, but I don't want to read your word. Like, I want to. I don't know if that makes sense. You get what I'm saying, right? Anyways, pray. Ask God. You don't have to do yourself. He sent you the helpmate, the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is there to help you. That's the job of the the Holy Spirit. So with that all being said, have a great week. And hopefully you're going to have a good episode next week with good editing and all of the ums and uhs and feedback will all be gone and I'll sound amazing. In the meantime, if you like these kind of off the cuff chats that are more unedited, I want to know, do you want more of those? If you do want more of those, what topics do you want me to talk about? I've shared a lot of my life on social media. So if there's something specific you want me to talk about, tell me. Or if you have an area of your life that you've had to do something hard and you've learned from it, or, you know, specifically dealing with these verses in 1 Corinthians, I want to know. Let's talk about it. Get in my DMs. You can find me at Melissa Batt Official, and we can chat. All right. Bye, friend.